Aleluya.
Where would I be if you left me? Where would I be if you left me? Where would I be for you?
Receive nothing except it is given to him from above. We stand this morning to celebrate your investment upon our lives. Thank you for the grace to bless the nations. Thank you for your word. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for House of Treasures. Thank you for South Africa. Thank you for Excel 2020. Lord, we bless you. We ask that you change our lives again this morning. And we vow that Jesus will continually be glorified. In Jesus' name. While still standing, I'd just like us to honor again the angels of this house. Apostle Oko and his dear, precious, precious wife. God bless you. Bless you. I love and I appreciate you. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me just, maybe just a word or two. Colin, you are amazing. Believe me. I love people, but I guess because I'm not easily impressed. Believe me. I could just laugh, but it takes a lot. Hallelujah. But while I sat there, just his humility of heart right from the office. And then that worship. Look, you have to teach me South African language. You have to come on now. I need a lesson teacher. I'm ready to learn. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. But we love you. Your work is amazing. Your work is amazing. Amazing. Hallelujah. And then Pastor Kyla. That's Kaya. Where's he? Oh, he's gone. I was happy to see him. His songs have been a blessing to us, even in the ministry, and it's just good. I just wanted to tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe that what you are about to hear this morning will truly change you forever. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Give us understanding, O God. In Jesus' name. Please be seated. Let's get to work. Let's start with Proverbs 23 and verse 26. Proverbs 23 and verse 26. Praise the Lord. The preacher is teaching here and he says, "My son." Just a little volume keyboardist. God bless you. "My son," he says, "give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways." The first instruction is give me your heart. I don't trust you till I have your heart. I don't trust your vulnerabilities until I have your heart. Then he says, when you're done giving me your heart, the next instruction is let your eyes observe my ways. Because the secret of dominion is in understanding the ways of God. Hallelujah. I have said it again and again. We're talking about living a life of excellence. This church is a testimony of something that has been done right. Remember the sacrifice of Cain and Abel. When Cain came and met the Lord and began to complain, and the Lord told him, paraphrasing, "If you had done it right, wouldn't it be accepted?" The Bible says, the same Lord is rich unto all. So there are no biases in God. I set before you life and death. I set before you blessing and cursing. It's up to you to choose. So he says, give me your heart. And then let your eyes observe my ways. Believers are blessed to the degree to which they understand the ways of God. I will continue to say this. The kingdom of God is a compendium of limitless possibilities, but they are controlled by exact knowledge. There is an exact body of spiritual knowledge that is responsible for restoration, responsible for lifting, responsible for speed, responsible for prosperity, responsible for influence. We are not, listen, look at me. When it has to do with walking with God, creativity is not required. You just obey. The precepts have been laid. You are not given the liberty to guess your way around. No. It is when it has to do with dominion and kingdom legislature, that's where your creativity comes in. But as far as following God is concerned, the Bible says, Jeremiah 6:16 now. Please give it to us, Jeremiah 6 and verse 16. It says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, South Africa, and see and ask for the old path. The old path is not a denomination's path. The old path is the ancient precepts of God, the mystery that made men. It says, where is the good way, and walk therein, and then you will enter your Sabbath. Hallelujah. So the things that we share, and this is one of the reasons why I love your man of God and the wife. It is important that the truths that we share, that we find their applicability in our lives. It's completely useless to continue to consume knowledge that does not have applicability spiritually and then sociologically speaking. I should be able to see what role the truth I am receiving can play in my life here and now. Not every spiritual information is useful as far as your relevance in this kingdom is concerned. That's why John began to teach. Jesus was teaching as recorded by John. He said in John 16, he says, I have many things to tell you now, but ye cannot bear them. He says, how be it when the Spirit of truth is come, he says he will guide you. Just because it is truth does not mean it will bless you. You must be guided. Hallelujah. Truth is like a knife. It depends on how you hold it. It can kill you. Hallelujah. And so, as we explore the mysteries of the kingdom, I call them, it is important for us to understand that these principles are exact in delivering their results. There is a precision to their operation. They deliver to precision. The difference between a chef and someone who is just a freelance cook is precision. Precision. They can tell you what will happen and make it happen. Precision. Hallelujah. And so I'm trusting that at the end of this conference, that many gaps in our lives and our spiritual experiences will be so closed that you can know what result, what spiritual law leads to what outcome. This is what maturity is about. Spiritual growth and maturity is measured by two indices. Number one is your degree of conformity to the image and the character of the Christ. That is the first biblical index for measuring spiritual growth. The degree to which you conform in experience to the image and the character of the Christ. The second index is your depth of comprehending the mysteries of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 11. Jesus is teaching, still an extension of what we know as the Beatitudes. And he said, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom, he says. The mysteries of the kingdom. The word know there does not just mean to be aware. It's the same word that is used as a man knowing his wife. Paul calls it fellowship with the mystery, so that you become one. Are we together? My greatest fear in life is not Satan. My greatest fear in life is believing a lie. It says, be careful lest what you call light be darkness. You can believe a lie for many years and then painfully find out, after investing decades of your life, that you were wrong. And so I'm not ashamed. Every time I come before His presence, I want Him to vet my understanding, to find out that what I believe and I communicate to the nations is accurate. That after 30 years, we will still stand upon that conviction as the things most surely believed. So what you are learning this morning is powerful. Listen, this, in my opinion, is about the greatest revelation as far as influence and dominion is concerned that God taught me, second only to my encounter with God. It takes love to share certain things, because the Bible says to not cast your pearl before swine. There are dimensions of spiritual truth that come with blood and pain and tears, and everyone who truly understands it will treasure it. But then in an atmosphere like this, it is safe to let it out from the depth of your heart so that the saints be edified. Are we blessed? Amen. I have watched with shock and wonder. Please look at me. I have watched well-intentioned, well-meaning people become crippled as far as their influence and their rising to the highest levels of life is concerned. I have watched people educated and uneducated alike. I have watched great preachers, great business people. I have watched, you know, very mighty people with all kinds of advantages around them, and yet they fail to rise to become all that God designed them to be. And for many years I kept asking the question, why do doors close for others and open for others? Why do people remain limited for many years? Well-meaning, tongue-talking, born again, genuine, sincere, but limited. I've seen many hard-working, diligent people remain poor, remain broke. They struggle, they pray, they struggle, things don't go well. I've seen well-intentioned preachers, they fast, they pray, they are sincere, they love the Lord, but they never, their influence will never cross their local environment. And I wanted to know why. And I found it, because everyone that seeketh findeth. If you don't find, it's because you did not seek enough. Remember, I taught you yesterday that everything you seek is also looking for you. Hallelujah. And I found it in a very powerful mystery that I will be sharing with you. And I pray in the name of Jesus that this tonight or today will change your life forever. The law of honor. Open our eyes and give us wisdom in the name of Jesus. The kingdom of God is built on laws. Laws here does not just mean Old Testament laws. It's just a generic name to mean precepts and ordinances. Are we together? That the kingdom of God operates based on precepts and ordinances. That means that every dimension of grace is activated by recognizing and applying certain keys. Let me repeat. Every dimension of grace is activated by recognizing and applying certain keys. And one of these laws that is responsible for the mysterious lifting of men is called the law of honor. Again, let me tell you that the kingdom of God operates based on the law of seed time and harvest. Remember that as far as the earth remains, seed time and harvest. It wasn't necessarily talking about money. That means everything you want is a harvest, and that it will never come until you sow the seeds that produce it. Are we together? Listening is the seed for learning. When you sow the seed of a listening ear, you will get the harvest of information. A question is the seed for an answer. Are we blessed? Knowledge is the seed for transformation. When you want to be transformed, the seed that you sow to your mind and your spirit is knowledge. Are we together? Yes. Productivity, generally speaking, and value are the seeds for financial rewards. That means if you do not have a system that consistently brings you financial rewards, it is because you did not sow the seed of value and productivity. Are we together now? Yes. Honor is a seed, and the harvest it produces is access. Honor is the key that opens doors. Doors that multiply your influence. Doors that multiply your relevance. The key that will open the door to the heart of a generation. The key that will open the door to captains of industry. Honor. Write this down, please. All failures in life can be traced to dishonor. All, with no exception. All failures in life can be traced to dishonor. Dishonor to God, dishonor to men, dishonor to principles. All failure, without exception, can be traced to dishonor. Dishonor to God, dishonor to men, dishonor to principles. What then is honor? I want to be as simple as possible before we pray. Write this down, please. Honor is the discerning, the celebration, and the rewarding of uniqueness, of usefulness, of excellence. Honor is the discerning. It starts with discernment. Honor is the celebration. Honor is the rewarding of uniqueness, of usefulness, of excellence. The fortitude to discern, the fortitude to celebrate, the fortitude to reward a person for his uniqueness, for his value, and for the excellence that is communicated is called honor. Are we together now? So honor has to do with discernment. You first have to discern uniqueness. You have to discern value. You have to discern excellence. Let's define dishonor. What then is dishonor? Dishonor is the trivializing of value, of usefulness. To dishonor means to trivialize value, to trivialize usefulness. To dishonor means to take for granted. To dishonor means to lightly esteem. Are we still together? 1 Samuel chapter 2, please, and verse 30. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 30. Ready? Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said in thee that my house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me. Let's read the rest together. For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me. To dishonor means to trivialize. To dishonor means to downplay importance. Please understand this. This is the plague of Africa. This is the plague of many, many, many people. The Bible is full of men and women who rose to the top because they understood honor. And the Bible is full of men and women who fell from the top because of dishonor. Many examples, but we do not have all the time today. I will only take you to the book of Esther. The Bible starts by giving us an interesting story. The book of Esther is very interesting because there's no mention of a man of God. And the warrior in that book was a woman. Are we together? The book was not called the book of Ahasuerus. It's called the book of Esther. The Bible is named after two women in scripture. You know, two women found their place, two books in scripture are named after women, and for the same reason, honor. Listen very carefully. You will now know why doors have refused to open, or you will know why the door that opened yesterday is now closed today. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know that there was once a man called Ahasuerus. Are we together? Esther chapter 1. And then the Bible tells us that this man, see, the Bible takes out time to meticulously flaunt his achievements. Scripture is not careful about this man's achievements, that he was a captain over about 127 provinces. Now, whoever can gain influence over 127 provinces deserves a round of applause. Because kings in those days, they didn't just get, it was not, you didn't just give them things by luck. They fought, they were warriors, they conquered territories to become kings. Here is this man called Ahasuerus, a king over 127 provinces. Then the Bible says that there was this woman that sat by his side called Vashti. Are we together now? And then the Bible said that it was the custom of kings in those days to flaunt their glory and then to flaunt their wives. You know, just as a way of showing the excellency of their kingdom. And then at one time, Vashti began to create her own cabinet. And the king sent for Vashti. And Vashti would not come. And the king said, wow, she's forgotten that she was only queen because she married a king. Let me teach you something. No matter how close you are to greatness, never forget that you are standing before greatness. No matter how close. Yes. Are we together now? This is very, very powerful. This is why those who are close to great people never rise. Because by reason of interacting with greatness again and again, the side effect is that dishonor can be sown. I've seen him eating. I mean, we sleep on the same bed for husband and wife. I mean, you come to my restaurant all the time. You are my boss. I'm your secretary. I watch you when you are in pain. I watch you when you are weak. And the door is not the man that closes the door. It's the law that closes the door. The man may love you and desire that the door remains open, but the door is closed. Please listen very carefully. And then the king, being a very good man, shelved the issue. But the elders came and said, King, you are in a position where whatever you do will be received and practiced all over the province. This woman has communicated dishonor. Now look at this, my God. Everything is in place in the palace, but because of dishonor, the kingdom is about to divide. Not because the treasures were missing, not because the guards were not there. Look how dangerous dishonor is. A palace is still in place, but one woman's dishonor is about to wreck a kingdom. And the elder said, no way, this woman will have to go as a deterrent to other women. Now, it's not about gender. I hope you understand the whole idea. Vashti never said sorry. Vashti never begged. It was proof that her dishonor was intentional. There's no record in scripture of Vashti coming to the king and saying, "I'm sorry. I think I was just carried away. We can't talk." No, she left and left with joy. It was Vashti that strengthened the activity of Haman in the palace. You would be learning if you study that book properly. Haman seemed to gain some level of ascendance and he became close to the king because of the ministry of this strange woman called Vashti. Now Vashti is banished and there is a vacancy in the palace. Listen carefully. The book of Esther shows how to rise from anywhere to anywhere. The Bible says, listen to me, it says that a call was made all through Shushan, the entire province, including Shushan, and Mordecai, sitting at the gate, hears that the king is looking for a wife. Then he goes to fetch a little girl called Hadassah. Powerless, but powerful. She comes and stands with other people. And he's teaching her, if you can understand honor, you will rise to any level. Now, cut the long story short, she becomes queen. And while she's queen, her man is plotting the annihilation of the Jews. Are we together now? That she was the only person who had access. Listen, be careful when you dishonor those who have the access you need. There are times you cannot get to the gate. You will need the recommendation of the person already at the gate. Now listen carefully. Esther comes to the king and does what he so craved for that Vashti refused to do. Her man is plotting to kill the Jews. She would have walked to the king. And she fasted and walks to the king and says, "Oh king, live forever." He lifts the golden censer, a risk she took, and says, "Queen, what's the problem? Why are you at my inner chamber without me calling for you?" And she said, "Oh king, I'm only here because I am here to flaunt your glory. I have contemplated on your excellence," paraphrasing, "and I need to let the nations know. I'm trying to put a celebration for you." And the king says, "Who is this? Who did I marry?" Yet her reason was to command victory, and she does not come to say, "There is a friend you have called Haman." No, the king would drive her away. She uses honor, and the king says, "Put the feast." He said, "May I request that Haman also join that feast?" So honor can kill. Honor is a dangerous weapon of mass destruction. Haman is in that feast and the king is so happy and blessed, and then the king says, do it again my queen, make that feast again. You are recognizing and discerning what I represent. I've always wanted to let people know that I was a great king, and now do it again. And then she did it again, and the third time, I'm rushing the book, while all that is happening, there's already a plot happening. Her man had collected the permission to destroy the Jews. And then the Bible says she organized a feast called the Feast of Wines. And the king drank and he was happy. And then he says, "What do you want?" Let me tell you. It's a law that when people are kind to you and you do not respond, you will be restless. You see that? That the moment people communicate certain dimensions of benevolence and you ignore them and you do not say thank you, you will not be at peace. And the king had to say, "Look, what do you want? You have to tell me something. It can't be indefinite that you're doing all these things to me." And she said, "Well, king, there is a threat in this kingdom." "Who threatens a woman who has vowed to bring me honor?" And she said, "Do you really want me to tell you that person?" "Say it," says her man. And the king was touched. A wise king, because wise men don't act swiftly. I mean, they don't act carelessly. He went to the garden to think. And while he was there, you see, when God is against you, anything will fight you. Haman is on his knees finally to beg the queen, and then the king comes and sees her in a position that looks like he was trying to rape her. He said, not only have you dishonored me, you still now want to. And he said, look, go and hang this man. Honor hung Haman. Honor lifted Mordecai. Mordecai saved the king. It was recorded, but he was not rewarded. And one night, just like it will happen to someone here, that the book of remembrance was opened, and he said, what shall be done to a man? You raise many people in your life who now act as though you did not raise them. Listen, let me tell you this. It's a big mistake. There are many parents here. You raise people who were not your children, and today they act as though your contribution to their life were just one of the many things. Be patient. The justice system of God will fish you out for honor. There are many pastors across Africa who have labored over people, raised them, mentored them, built them, and now the people get built and they act as though nothing ever happened to them. Dishonor is dangerous. There are many CEOs who raised and mentored many young people. Some of them came as cleaners, and they were privy to conversations that began to culture their understanding, and now they have become great people. And they come to the man and go, I'm a CEO, you are a CEO. Hi, how are you? Dishonor is dangerous. Are we blessed? So honor is the discerning, celebrating, the rewarding of uniqueness. You have to understand this, that every door that closes because of dishonor. When I came to this ministry, the first thing that touched me was the understanding of honor. Right from the protocol, right from the airport, I said, no, Apostle Felix is an excellent man. He has taught his people well. They understand honor. Listen, have you seen preachers who go to certain places and it's as though they were not anointed? Dishonor closed that door, including Jesus. He went to certain cities and could not do anything because they said, is this not a carpenter's son? The Bible says, he that receives a prophet. That means a prophet is not only a prophet. A prophet is many things. A prophet is a brother to family members. A prophet is an uncle to certain people. A prophet may be a businessman. Are we together? But that men are dimensional. And the dimension you honor is the dimension that supplies whatever grace. For instance, if I am a CEO and I am a man of God and I am a brother, if you honor the CEO, you will get contracts. You will not get the anointing. The CEO is not the one who releases graces. I will give you wisdom. If you honor the brother, what you are going to get is information about the state of the family. That's a brother's reward. That men are multidimensional, and you must discern what they represent. Elijah had sons of the prophet. The next prophet should come out of them, because they were in the school of the prophet. But they were already used to him, and I'm sure they were offended by his temperament. And then a young farmer who had no business being a prophet sees this man and discerns, this is not an ordinary man. Do you know the kind of temper Elijah had? And Elisha said, if you like, be as temperate as was ever, I will follow patiently. It takes a lot to receive impartation. It takes more than kneeling down. It takes more than dropping a seed.
That's right.
Honor. You can kneel down and yet you are standing up.
You can speak good, and yet it is not true. Are you getting what I'm saying? I have watched this destroy businesses and ministries across Africa. Dishonor. The trivializing of the investment of the Spirit upon people. There are many people today who cannot rise in business because every businessman is their colleague. A man tells you that he came to South Africa having nothing, and in 5 years he's now the CEO of a company with branches everywhere. Does that sound ordinary to you? Does that sound normal to you? Why trivialize it then? What is the big deal, we say? What is there in being a CEO? I can be a CEO. And the door closes. There are many men of God who listen to the tapes of other men of God in secret and never receive anything because the door of honor was already closed. Please hear what I'm telling you. This honor is dangerous. Is a law that has transited me from one level even to the other. Honor to God, honor to men, honor to principles. The first time God gave me this revelation was in 2012 or 13, and I preached a message called Commanding Results. That message blessed the body of Christ. I found the key that was responsible for the retrogression of people. I will never see greatness and ignore it. No, no. Oh, this man is a CEO. He owns businesses in the US. This, that. Oh, God bless you, sir. It's an honor to meet you. That you don't sit and say, what is there? You're a man, I'm a man. That foolishness, you will spend your lifetime paying for it. Hallelujah. Every time you find a people, a person who can do what you cannot do, sustain the discernment to see. Listen to me very carefully. There are people today, apostle, who cannot raise 2 children, and yet there is one mama somewhere in South Africa with 11 children, and all of them are responsible. There is a grace there. She may not be educated, but there is a grace. You can honor your way to family stability. Listen now. Let me teach you something. Consistency is proof that you are not walking by mistake. You cannot be consistent in anything, in business, in ministry, by mistake. Nobody wins the Olympic by mistake. You can run by mistake, but you don't win by mistake. How many people desire certain graces and certain anointings, and yet they act as if it is not important? How many people desire certain levels of wisdom, and yet they see a man's book and say, oh, he's written another book. I hope what is there is really sound. And the person who is talking has not gone anywhere at all. It's as though there is an addiction to trivialize people in Africa. Now listen, and I'm saying this respectfully. I hope you understand. Let me tell you this. And it is not necessarily because we are bad people. It is not necessarily because we are evil people. It's the side effect. Let me teach you something about success. Because you see, success is based on laws, and it's very difficult to be sustainably successful. And most people will find comfort giving excuses. Sometimes justifiably so. So the moment you become successful, you judge the excuses that people have. And so naturally there will be a side effect. And the only comfort and succor they can find is to downplay your relevance. They don't do it because they hate you. They do it to at least manage their frustration. The reason why the brothers of Joseph hated him was because he was the only one who had a dream. If they all had dreams, they would be colleagues. Dreamers on their way.
The disciples kept looking at James and John and saw the way they were close to Jesus. And then one day the mother of James and John came to lobby a position for her sons. I mean, don't blame the woman. Any responsible woman seeing a visionary man will want to create space. And then the disciples heard it and they said, finally, you see what we've been saying? That these guys were here together, laboring together, whereas they are going behind to just lobby a position. And Jesus looked at them and said, the positions are vacant, but here is the condition. Can you drink of my cup and be baptized with my baptism? Listen, every great man in this room, every great man in this church, every great man in this nation paid a price that only few people will ever imagine. The price of diligence, the price of prayer, the price of tears. People lost millions of rands to learn the lessons they give cheaply. There are CEOs that failed and failed and failed and failed again until there was nowhere to go, and they started learning by themselves. People rose unassisted. The systems were against them. The structures were against them. They prayed, they fought, and now God had honored them. And here comes someone who casually says, what is there? And the door closes. There are people who trivialize God, and the door of his help and mercy closes. Who is God, they say? What is God, they say? And they equate God to money. They equate God to education. Dishonor. There are those who trivialize men. Listen, let me tell you this. We are all equal in Christ, but we are not equal in grace. It's an uncomfortable truth, and it's not meant to create some kind of a false sense of superiority, one above another. But I am saying that we are equal in Christ. Watch this. But the sacrifice of alignment, are we together now? And our different levels of press into the things of the Spirit has separated us into spiritual cadres with different dimensions and levels of possibilities. There's one person in South Africa in this church whose signature can answer your prayer of 10 years. Why have they not blessed you? Listen, challenges are not generic. There are people who have conquered that realm. It is true. I made up my mind as a man of God that I will never dishonor platforms. I will never dishonor men of God. I place value on people. It's a mistake that we have made even as men of God. So when I come and you all clap for me, you all celebrate me, I've been touched by how much you love and honor me, but I must reciprocate it. I know you honor me, but there are things you have that I do not have. I must discern it. I don't need to ask you for it. My honoring you will allow the grace to come upon me. So, I will be the most foolish preacher that has stood on this platform if I leave empty. No, I give you what I have, but I leave full too. Jesus looks at little children and sees a level of sincerity he wants in children that adults don't have. And he says, let the little children come to me. The adults will say, no, you are busy. He said, let them come. For such, let me use them to teach adults a lesson. That until you maintain this kind of posture, you are not ready to do business with God. Wise men learn from everything. They learn from animals. Please hear what I'm telling you. It may be the reason why your company is grounded. You can sit down for 1 hour through honor, and someone will share with you his pain of 20 years, and in 2 months, the turnover of your corporation will shock you. Dishonor can peg a man for many years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we blessed? When your dear people coordinating the service, when they stand here and honor your man and you're a woman of God. I'm sure that many of you just think it's a ritual. Must they honor them? Are we not? I mean, do we dishonor them? I mean, you should know that. Let's please continue the service quickly and let Apostle carry the mic and start teaching. You see, let me tell you what that does. No matter what prayer comes here, it will not work for you. There is a law of reception. You must discern. Who is this man? Who is this woman? Not in the flesh. What grace brought this result? Is it common? Should I trivialize it? And you come to a conclusion based on intelligent contemplation that there must be an ability at work in this man and his wife that is not common. And you submit to that understanding, and the portals of their grace opens up to you. Even if they don't speak over your life, right there in your room, you will find out that you begin to reproduce possibilities. Listen, there are people who I have never met physically, but the depth of honor they have for me, they have almost reproduced the grace of God upon my life. Right there in their rooms. Did you know that I listen to my own teachings every day? And when I listen to my own teachings, when Apostle Joshua Selman is about to pray, I don't stand and say I'm hearing myself. I say, Lord, as this man is praying, I receive. Listen. Sit down. Let me teach you something. Do you know why many men of God are not blessed by their own grace? Because the anointing, hear me, honor is not human worship. There's a lot of nonsense going on. That's not what I'm talking about. Please don't confuse what we're dealing with here. Not just human worship. No. A recognition. The grace that comes on a man as touching his office is for everybody, including him, if he will submit to it. So you can be dying and yet giving life until you discern that grace. When I listen to my teachings, believe me, I don't listen and repeat myself. I listen with an open heart and I hear what I did not hear even while I was preaching. Listen, how many husbands come? Two people, any two. Well, don't carry anybody's wife, please. Husband, a man and a woman, or husband and wife. Don't come here with anybody's wife. Husband and wife, come. Stand here. God bless you. Watch this. Do you know real value is not physical? And that if I give you, watch this. Can I bring that to you? Now watch this, everybody. This is your round. If I give you some money, hold this. Give some to your wife. In fact, give all to your wife. Take this. Now watch this. If you have physical money, people say you are rich or you are blessed. That's not true. This is giving evidence to what is on you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, human, God stores his possibilities in men. Learn what I want to teach you. There is no man that is empty. There are human beings carrying mysteries that they themselves do not know. Now, listen carefully. This woman can carry favor that came from the blessings of her grandfather. He did business with God and God covenanted that all your children, they will multiply. Now, she does not even know. Sit down. Let me teach you something. That's why I said honor starts with discernment. Here comes this man. He marries this woman and he does not know why he starts to rise. Even her, she does not know why someone just starts a relationship with you and in 2 weeks he got a job. And he says, you are a good woman. Or you too, you say you are. You don't know that something on you. Please listen to me. I share with you the mysteries of the kingdom. Now, this man is rising and is doing well. And do you know that although she is his wife, she still has that spiritual component that represents an advantage? A day can come in his life
This man, you see, may love her as his wife, but dishonor her as touching the grace God gave her. When it has to do with that grace, he will go down. Although they are married, although they are having children together, it will take the man now to say, look, you are my wife, but I've discerned your dreams. Every time you have a dream, it gives me direction. The last 10 years of my life was correct because of your dream. Please, I submit to that grace. I am your husband, but dream again. Now, watch this. This woman can be broke. This man can be broke. Yet every prophetic word is increasing the members in his church because they have not submitted to that grace. The day the woman says, I know you are my husband. Let me tell you a story. It's a true story. Many of you have heard it in my teachings. A man of God's family was going down financially, whereas he was blessing members, testimonies. People were coming with all kinds of testimonies. One day, just like a service like this, imagine that the service is going on and then First Lady just gets up and walks out of this place. You know, people would talk and say, we hope things are fine. She left and went home. After the service, he counseled quickly and rushed back home. My wife, what is wrong? Did I offend you? She didn't say a word. He just sat down at table to eat and he noticed she was bringing his meal. Did I offend you? We can talk about this. I mean, what, we've been married for a long time. Let's not get into all of this. And she wouldn't say a word. She served him and he noticed the plates. Women, you know those plates? Yeah. She brought it out too. And she served the man and then she came, dropped his bottle of water and got down and said, servant of God, my family is in need of a breakthrough. Listen. The husband looked at her. He said, suddenly, that same anointing he felt in church that refuses to come home because of dishonor, that same anointing, and he stretched his hand and spoke and God opened that family. Listen, hear me. Listen, there are many pastors whose relatives have never benefited from that grace because to them he is a brother or a sister. Listen to me. Only God knows what this man carries. Only God knows what this woman carries. The day you discern what she carries, you will carry the grace. The day you discern what he carries, the law of honor. Listen, listen to me. Two people can be even in the same room. There are people in South Africa who will never go out of a job for more than 6 months. There is a grace on them that they cannot even explain why. Someone must lose his job for them to be there. The grace does not allow them to be without it. Now, if you begin to see that kind of result, you should know. Even if the carrier does not know. And here you are, his roommate or flatmate. And every time you see people calling him, do you want a job? And you are there praying, hoping, and nothing is working. One night you can look at him and say, look, you are my friend. We grew up from the same street. But today, I do not want to talk to my friend. I want to talk to the carrier of that grace. Right there. Although you are friends, he can even say casually, God bless you, and that's it. The door is open. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? So this couple, you can find out, just an example, maybe these ones have just one or two children and it's difficult for them to train the children. Stubborn children, you say left, they go right. You say sleep, they jump up. You know, all kinds of things. Trouble and headache that they give you. And here is a family with 12 children. All of them are obedient, godly. The first child is a pastor. Second child, a CEO. Third child, a doctor. Fourth child, a professor. There is a grace. Now, listen very carefully. If this man and this woman, even though they are friends, if they discern, one night they can visit them, and they just see them carrying something, a hamper, say, how are you? Let's eat. And when they are done eating, can say, look, I came here with my wife because I have watched you for 25 years. You have never quarreled with your wife. All your children look like princes. We have come to receive that grace, so that where we failed, our children will not fail. Listen, just for that honor, even if these people say, no, we will not pray, it's too late. It has come already. Watch this. Come, Colin, come, quickly, come. Many of you are... Just come, shoes or no shoes, just... Watch this. Many of you are in the music ministry. Many of you are trusting God for open doors. Many of you want the nation of South Africa to accept and receive your grace. But here is a man. Look at the song. I'm not South African, but when I heard the song, I said, I must play this song in my car for a while until I learn it by repetition. I mean, that song blessed me. Praise the Lord. Yesterday before the release, was it yesterday or day before yesterday? He came while we're having dinner, and he came and knelt down and gave me a few of the CDs and said to pray and bless him before he would launch it. That is honor. Listen. Now, I spoke over his album. I said, I give it wings in the spirit. Let it go far. Now, please listen. I prayed for him together with his father. Tomorrow, you will hear that this man is sharing the stage with certain people. And other people will say he was just lucky. That's what we say. Are you seeing now? Someone in this crowd, someone watching, is praying and fasting and saying, oh God, when will the nations hear my songs? Why don't I receive songs? Let me tell you, you can package a seed and drop it and still not receive anything. It starts with discernment. What came on this man that brings him songs in the night? I've been trying to compose a song, you will say, for 1 year. I've not finished it. Stanza one, I'm still there. The revelations don't add up, and I had to just close the book. And here comes a man, he's brought an album. You can come with honor and say, look, Colin, I love you. I know we are friends. We laugh around. We are all workers. But I am not sowing to you as a person. I submit to the grace that gave you this influence. He may just laugh and just say, God bless you. But you will be surprised. That night, as you go to sleep, you will watch yourself on stage singing songs and get up, and that becomes the song everyone will sing in South Africa. Cheap victories that pride and dishonor stops people from stepping into. Praise the Lord. And even as I'm standing, I'm saying it again, and truly I prophesy to you from the depth of my heart. Not only the nation of South Africa, the globe will hear your voice. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you. Thank you. The question I want to ask you now, who have you dishonored that is responsible for your stagnation? What principle? Whose company do you pass every day and just laugh and say, can you imagine this man? He doesn't even speak English and yet he has 500 staff. That should even make you wonder why a man cannot speak a South African language, cannot even speak English, and yet he had 500 staff. What grace brought them? Are we blessed? When I learned this principle, my life changed. My life changed completely. Because I am like a spiritual archaeologist. I search and discern graces, genuine graces. I sat down to eat with your dear man of God and his wife, and I looked at the beauty, the glory of her heart. I said, Lord, it is not, I must shape this grace so that all the women I know in our ministries will reflect this grace. Now, listen, you can be in this church for 10 years and not carry the grace. And a stranger will come in one day. That's why strangers are the most blessed in many churches. Because before they arrive there, they come with hunger. They come with a depth of recognition. When I traveled, like some of you here who came, maybe guests and members, some of you have been to our ministry. I think I spotted one or two of them somewhere. And the sheer sacrifice, it is honor. Your man of God was not always this way. A day came, a grace came on him. Do you recognize it? It is true that many men of God have stood on this platform. But what dimension of their grace have you received? Or was it just a ritual? It's amazing how many people have rubbed shoulders with graces and yet nothing came on them. Oh, I was the one who served Benihin food. I was the one who served this one food. In fact, I did a high five with him. And you are still like this? We're going to pray. I thank God for what He has made out of my life, but I do not trivialize people, and that includes you. Yes, it is the reason why I appreciate you when I stand here. It's not just a ritual to preach. I do not know what is sitting down there. I do not know what grace. There are some of you, because of certain covenants that your loved ones had with God, God vowed that you will never beg. Even when you are not giving, you usually should beg. But the covenant covers you. It's a grace. Hallelujah. Some of you, this has run away from you continually. No matter what you do, no matter how you call it, find out the person it is running to and honor that person. Because everything runs from somewhere to somewhere. Once upon a time, this thing would not come to me. You cry, you call it, it will refuse. Listen, when I got to this point in my life, I said, no, things have to change. I remember a great man of God. I carried a seed and I traveled down. And when I sowed that seed, please listen. You may just hold on. We'll allow a time for that, except you're just sowing here. But please, just so that you don't waylay the man of God and his wife. But I'm showing you a powerful principle. When I sowed that seed, I came out and the Holy Ghost told me, put your hands on the floor. Right there. And he says, from this day you have entered the overflow anointing. When I tell you I'm a product of many anointings, even though I have seen Jesus, even though I live in the realm of encounters, it still was not an excuse to dishonor the body.
The reason why the doors of nations open is because I will never stand on anybody's pulpit and trivialize their grace and trivialize the people who are there. No matter how you honor me, I will honor you back. Someone after service right now, you need to run back home and go to your mother and say, Mama, you raised us without education. That grace, let it come on me. I'm tired of loitering around as a master's holder with no open doors. And Mama will say, what happened? You say, I came to Excel 2020. I learned a mystery. This is why doors have not opened. It is not only your man of God that you should honor alone, as important as it is. You may need to turn to your friend and say, we are workers in the same unit. But I have noticed, every time they want to give an appointment, it is you. There is a grace. Can I take you out for lunch? Just to honor that grace. Listen to me. There are people who desire this grace and yes, this anointing you see. But then they will trivialize it. What is there? I think he's just lucky to be anointed. If I tell you the story of my life and the sacrifices that this grace sits upon, you may weep in this place. Behind every glory, truly, there is a story.
When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way, and we're standing here only because you made, and we're rising here only because you move mountains, you cause walls to fall with your power, you perform miracles, and there is nothing that's impossible. So we stand.
Now listen, South Africa, believe me, this mystery will open you doors. Some of you, tomorrow, you will not go to work just with your file. You will carry a bottle of wine and knock on the office of your CEO and says, why are you here? You say, sir, just spare me a minute. I just want to thank you for giving me a job. I have discerned the wisdom. I went to church on Sunday and I was taught that honor is the discerning, the celebrating, and the rewarding of uniqueness. You are a blessed man. I have seen you close deals, and this is a token of my honor for you. You do that, I guarantee you, it will not take 1 month. You will fly as though you were in a lift.
Listen, something interesting happened. I was having a domestic flight to Lagos, then to connect to come. And while I was in that flight, the cabin crew, you know, the hostess, she looked at me and said, Apostle, I mean, I'm the one serving you. And then she was happy. And while she served, she told the pilot that her apostle was in the plane. And then, you know, in the air, he now decided to embarrass me. And, you know, just made that public. I was just trying to hide. And then he now just said, you know, shout out to this. And, I said, oh God, no, don't do this to me now. And then while he did that, I began to rejoice myself. Because I said, this man will never be the same. Now, truly, I may not have to see him. Honor is powerful. It works like a charm. This is my final session and then I leave. But I do not want to leave you the way you are. Now, listen. This is what I want you to do. In the next 10 minutes, watch this. You are going to, aside from the pastor, you are going to walk around this entire place and look for someone and just appreciate him. I don't know who you are and what you carry, but I love and I celebrate that grace. In doing this, many of you will be receiving impartations that you don't have to fall down. God bless you. May God appreciate you. I appreciate you. And while that is happening, as you are mixing, a grace your destiny needs that is at the back, you just hug that grace into your life. Shake that grace into your life. Are you ready to do this? With understanding and prophetically, rise up, walk around, meet someone. You don't have to know the person, celebrate the person. No, don't come to me. Don't come to me and don't come to pastor and his wife.
You made a way.
Go ahead. I discern what you represent. I tap into your open doors. I tap into the grace upon your life. One more minute and you are back to your seat. You are celebrating someone for the investment of God's grace upon their lives. No jealousy, no fighting, no competition. I tap into that grace with understanding. About to pray. Hallelujah. Please return to your seat. Return to your seat. It's time to pray. Your life is about to change. Believe me. Return to your seat. We're about to pray. That song you sang, there is a part of it that I want him to sing again. Your new album, your song. And whilst you sing that song, the moment you're done, I'm going to pray. This is my last session. Please be patient. Someone's life is changing. People are crying all over this place. Don't be ashamed of your tears. It's a new season. These are the laws of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Now, listen. I don't know why God allowed both of you to come out, but you will never be the same. Never be the same. I speak over your life. I speak over your life. In the name of Jesus, I speak over your life. I speak over your life.
in the name of Jesus, you will never be the same. You step into a new season. I open new doors for you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead. Now you join him to sing this song just for 2 to 5 minutes. South Africa, lift your voice and celebrate victory. Now, before the final impartation, you're sick in your body, you're trusting God for a miracle. Please lay your hands there. Lay your hands right now. The anointing of the Spirit is mighty in this place. Please lay your hands there. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just place your hand on your chest. Please. Let's minimize movements so that I can minister to you. The power of God is about to touch you now. Now listen, this is what will happen. We'll be very fast. We have just maybe 5 minutes for this. As soon as I pray for you, many of you are already getting healed. The power of God is going to touch you right there. And the moment, I'm going to give you an opportunity to check yourself. And the moment you find out that a miracle has happened, I want you to run out maybe here or here, wherever. And then please let me have one or two officials. They will just check on you and then we'll have a few testimonies. We have to announce to principalities and powers here at Excel 2020 that Jesus the Christ of God is still Lord. Hallelujah. Something is happening. I want to pray now. In the name of Jesus Christ, my God, such a strong anointing. The symbol for me, just the symbol. Right now, every devil of infirmity, such an anointing here. Every devil of infirmity, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command, come out of everyone that is sick now in the name of Jesus. Come on, South Africa, in the name of Jesus. Right now I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, the healing anointing is touching you now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. My God, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed right now. The Lord is healing an abdominal condition. This is what I'm seeing. The power of the Holy Ghost. Someone having an abdominal, it looks like a growth or something. It disappears right now in the name of Jesus. There's someone you have a pain along. Please help them. The power of God is touching them. There's a pain along your limb here. The anointing of the Spirit is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus. Pain around your shoulder. The power of God is touching you right now. Touching you right now. Touching you right now. Touching you right now. Someone you don't hear well. The power of God is touching you now. I command that deaf ear to open in the name of Jesus.
If you are here and you're on crutches, lift that crutch now. Lift that crutch now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone, hold on please. I'm seeing like a lump. Just a lump around, a breast lump. Right now it dissolves in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing someone with a condition around your throat. This, you continue to cough out sputum indefinitely. The Lord is touching you right now, wherever you are. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Harusia salakaduziada. Heaviness around your body. In the name of Jesus, be healed right now. Be healed right now. I'm seeing someone, you are so weak, you can't stand for long. The moment you begin to feel dizzy, you begin to feel nauseated, in the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost is touching you. There's someone it's like you don't smell, or I don't know, something affected your smelling. Let it be restored right now. My God, the power of God is touching people here. In the name of Jesus. Now, whether I mention your case or not, following online and here in this building, be healed in the name of Jesus. 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 Eye conditions be healed. Blood conditions be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Colin is going to raise this song again. Please don't go back. We're still singing. This will be our anthem for today. Please come quickly. Come. As he's raising this song, I want you to check yourself. You will find out a miracle has happened to you right now. I'd like you to run out. Come stand here. Let's disgrace the devil in South Africa with this holy convocation. Check yourself. Check yourself right now and come out. My God, miracles are happening. Are you seeing? Check yourself. The moment the power of God touches you, there's a miracle. Please make your way to the front right now. Miracles are happening. Please celebrate them as they come. Celebrate them as they come. Celebrate them as they come. Check yourself. Check yourself. Happening in this place. Check yourself. Check yourself. Mighty miracles. Hallelujah. South Africa, is this how you celebrate miracles? My God. My God. Now, listen, let's hear what happened to you. Okay, the mic is there. Quickly, what happened to you, my dear? Aha.
I just have a cramp. I'm pretty much.
Okay, what did you say?
Stomach cramps.
Stomach cramps. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands to you. It never returns again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Celebrate Jesus. Yes, please. Come again, darling.
I had migraines.
Migraines. And now?
I feel better.
Completely. Come. In the name of Jesus. Come, darling. It never returns to you again by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ.
I was feeling pain in the left side.
Is the mic working?
Feeling pain on the side from the...
From here? For how long, my dear?
For a long time.
And now? Check yourself. Run. Check. Any pain? Any pain. Look what God is doing here. That song.
Everybody.
person very quickly. What's your name and the testimony?
My name is Lisa. I've been suffering from backaches for a while.
My God. How long? 2018. What happened now?
I just felt like a fire is coming down.
And right now?
Yes.
Completely. Bend down. Check yourself. Check yourself. Any pain? Any pain? My God. Jump. Any pain?
Hallelujah.
Any pain? Any pain?
Hallelujah.
The anointing of the Holy Ghost is on her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look, miracles are happening in this place. People are checking themselves. Some of you will need to just go to the convenience to check yourself. Others will need to go to the hospital. And in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, you are healed now, healed forever. Yes, please. Apostle, look what God is doing. Yes, go ahead.
I had a problem with my left ear.
Your left ear?
There was drums playing in my ear.
For how long?
Years.
How long? Just give us at least.
Since I was 20-something years.
20-something years. And now?
And now
it's open. Jesus. 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 Okay.
Yesterday, when the apostle was saying, "Receive your grace," I saw light coming out of his hand. And then, for 5 months, my leg was broken doing gymnastics.
Your legs was broken.
So I was using a crushed plaster.
Yes.
So, early this morning, I took off the plaster, and I am healed.
Jesus, come up. Look at this, 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 look at this.
Hey! Hallelujah, hallelujah.
My God. Listen, 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 listen. Miracles are real. Find a way of believing it. Not everyone is playing games and doing a lot of nonsense. No. The power of God is very real. Look, this brother, your leg was broken 5 years ago.
5 months ago, it was broken. I went to the hospital. They find the bones were still broken. So yesterday, as he was ministering and saying, "Receive the grace," I saw white light coming out of his hand. And I said, "I am healed."
My God.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Now, please listen.
For 3 weeks, I've been having my voice gone.
Your voice gone.
Even this morning, I couldn't sing.
Oh, she's crying.
So, my voice is bad. I was just sitting down.
Shout Jesus! The voice is back in the name of Jesus. You are free now and free forever by the power of the Holy Ghost. Give Jesus praise.
My name is Anna Makobo. For 6 months, I've been struggling with my hips. Every time when I try to move or wake up in the morning, I can't wake up, and sometimes I have to kneel down the bed. But now when you were saying it, when I was standing there, I could feel that there's something that is moving out of me. And I started dancing.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, it never returns to you by the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to know what happened to Mama. Yes. What happened to you?
My name is Zayan Zinkere. I suffer from the Lord long time.
Okay.
And I believe, since I entered this premises,
what could you not do?
My leg was swollen.
Oh, your leg was swollen.
Yes.
Okay.
Now I'm better. Since I entered this premises, once upon a time I dreamed pastor went into my house and anointed my house. I was so happy.
Mama, come. Hold my hands. I bring you life now. In the name of Jesus, help her. Life. Give Jesus praise. Look what God is doing in this place. Yes, please.
Amen. My name is Mfara Malebe. I've been having severe pains on at my shoulder since 2017. And always when it's time to worship in church, I can't stand. I have to sit down. But right now, I couldn't lift my shoulder.
Check yourself.
Hallelujah.
Look at this. Look at this. Yes, please.
My name is Mary. I was diagnosed with osteoarthritis 2017. So I
osteoarthritis. Okay.
I couldn't move this right shoulder.
You couldn't move this right shoulder. Move it now. Hey, look at this.
Hallelujah.
Look at this.
Hallelujah.
Diagnosed of arthritis. Come. By the power of the Holy Ghost. You're a man of God here. May you carry this grace back to your assembly. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Come, my dear. Come. In the name of Jesus, never returns to you again. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, please. My God.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. When I woke up this morning and something I felt so conscious about.
Okay.
When I cough, I have this phlegm that come out.
Okay.
So the whole morning I've been sitting there and it's been coming and it's been coming because she says it's from the tumor. But as I was coughing, the phlegm started coming out. It's strong.
Hallelujah! When I saw the meaning of this song, that's why I asked you to sing it again. It's a very powerful song. The part you sing before this and this are two parts you will keep singing till I leave South Africa. I hope you don't mind. My God. Miracles are a proof of the love of God. Look at people crying. Look at people crying all over. Look at people crying. The power of the Holy Ghost. Woman of God, in the name of Jesus, I have vowed and I told you that I agree with you. I stand by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, never returns. Yes, please. Please sit for a few minutes. I apologize keeping you standing. Just a few minutes and we're done for this service. But there is a final impartation I do not want you to miss. Please, whatever price you will pay, just a word upon your life and you will go back a sign and a wonder. Go ahead, please, quickly.
Apostle, my name is Rosile. For the past 2 weeks, I've been having a massive pain when I breathe, especially.
Yes.
It even affected my sinus. Even now, as you were saying, when it's cold, I felt so much pain. But now, I don't feel it. I can breathe.
Breathe in. Breathe in and out. Go ahead. Breathe in and out. Look at this. Breathe in and out. In the name of Jesus, it never returns to you again. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, please. Please help the woman of God. Yes, go ahead.
Greetings. My name is Bagumo Khutu from IDK. My left knee was having pain for the past years, 2 years, 3 years.
Okay.
Now I'm healed and also my shoulder.
Your shoulder?
Yes.
Completely. Check yourself. Go ahead. Check yourself. Any pain? It never returns to you again by the power of the Holy Ghost. Okay?
And I believe by this grace that the member in our church who's blind will receive his sight.
Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Yes.
Good morning. My name is Nosimboba. For the past 5 months, I've been having daily constant excruciating pains.
Okay.
In the heart.
Okay.
And at some stage, my husband took me to the hospital and they took me to 4 x-rays, but they couldn't find anything.
Okay.
But daily, I could not even breathe, like take a deep breath.
Yes.
But after you prayed, I tested it. I breathed.
Breathe in and out. Go ahead. In and out. Any pain. In and out. Any pain. South Africa, celebrate Jesus. It never returns to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please. Quickly. Wow.
I have a chest problem, so this is what I use most of the time.
Let's see. Oh, the inhaler now?
Yes, the
okay.
Inhaler. So when you said we should put our hands on where it's...
Yes.
I put my hand on my chest and I felt like I was putting on a sponge. And I am fine now.
Breathe in and out, darling.
I stretch my hands towards you. May the anointing of the Holy Ghost touch you now. Now, an end comes to this forever in Jesus' name. I'm seeing him on a cross. What happened to you, sir?
My name is Paul Sotter. I had a stroke in December.
Stroke?
Yes, when I came.
My God, you can see all of the... Yes.
I couldn't raise my left hand, but now...
You couldn't raise your left hand?
I can
listen, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you. By the power of the Holy Ghost, the Lord will perfect you.
Amen.
Stroke is a spirit. We curse you and I release you. Now. Now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Sir, look at me. Move your legs. Move your legs. Gradually. Gradually. Gradually, look at a miracle happening. In the name of Jesus, hold my hand. The Lord perfects you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name I pray. Please hold him, keep him. God bless you. Yes, please. Very quickly.
My name is Nduma.
Yes.
I had a swollen lymph node. It was so painful.
You had a lymph node?
Yeah, there was swollen. I'm bleeding
internally. Okay.
I took my last antibiotic last night.
When yes.
I checked this morning, it was still swollen. As you said, you must check after prayer. It's gone.
It's gone. Completely.
Glory.
In the name of Jesus Christ, never returns to you. Quickly.
My name is Tando. I've had my backache for 25 years.
25 years.
But my surprise this morning, the whole time I've been on my feet, I couldn't stand for 5 minutes.
You couldn't stand for 5 minutes before. Mama, walk. Go. Any pain. Any pain. Completely. Come on, South Africa. Give Jesus praise. Give Jesus praise. Any pain.
Hallelujah.
No pain. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It never returns to you.
Yes, sir.
By the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Yes, please.
My name is Didi. I'm the one without a sense of smell.
You don't smell.
I don't know how things smell like.
You don't know how things smell like.
Oh, what's so bad is that I'm in the business of manufacturing fragrances.
Oh, you are in the business of fragrances and you don't smell. Is your husband here?
No.
Okay. And what happened now?
I don't know how anything smells like. I don't know.
Can you imagine that? Come. In the name of Jesus Christ. How can you be in the business of fragrance and then you don't smell anything? Look, look. Can you see the power of the Holy Ghost on her? Look at this. Look at this. I've not even prayed for her. Look at what is happening to her. That devil. Now. Paruski dasias kalabradisiata. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go now. Pick up. Go and check out later on. Yes, go ahead. Okay.
Thank you so much, Apostle. My name is John. Apostle, I've been having a problem for 13 years with pornography. And the Holy Spirit has asked me to open a foundation to help other Christians and other people. Who
one, look for your perfume or fragrance. Okay, he told you to open a foundation.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Let me first pray for you. See, come, these things are spirits. It's not enough to want to be free. You have to be set free. Right? You believe that? Hold my hands. Shout Jesus as loud as you can.
Jesus!
Out of him now! Otherwise, you will go back to it again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I release the grace to set up the organization. I empower you right now. I call for destiny helpers from all over South Africa. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's gone. Yes, please, go ahead.
My name is Kiaholese Lepole Matthew.
The power of God is on her, precious lady. Whatever it is, we may not be able to take her testimony, but in Jesus' name I stretch my hands, help her. Stretch my hands towards her. Go ahead.
Apostle, my son for over 6 years, he has been having sinuses problems.
Sinuses?
Yes, he has become my alarm. Like every time, 4 o'clock until 7 and even before we go to sleep.
Yes.
But last night, I put it as a prayer request and then he slept. Nothing in the morning.
Nothing happened from the prayer request yesterday night. Jesus. Hold on, please.
It moved to the young one. Who was the
It moved to the young one too. Both of them. And you dropped it as a request yesterday.
He was delivered last night, and then now I heard the sound on him in the morning.
Yes.
No.
It will never, not in this place.
Yes.
God is called Alpha Omega. Come, let me lay my hands on them.
Come, my dear. What do you want to become? You want to become what?
A pilot.
Ah, you want to fly me? Amazing. In the name of Jesus, sinuses, you are a devil that I curse now. You go now and go forever. In the name of Jesus. And the grace to become the pilot that you desire, release upon you. And come, you who is the mother, grace upon you. Go and excel. In the name of Jesus. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Good morning. My name is Teresani.
There are so many other miracles happening. We'll have to stop somewhere, so that otherwise we're going to spend the whole day here, so we can do the impartation. But that's all right. Maybe the last set. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
On 2014, I had to drop out of school. I had migraines. I had a lot of problems. So I dropped out. And the next year, by the grace of God, I went back. I still had the same problems, depressions and all that. I felt like killing myself. But I continued to pray and trusted the Lord that He shall heal me. And then I started listening to your teachings. I think around June, that's when I got to the understanding of who God is and how God applies His ways. And then I believe that I was healed of that. And then currently I have this problem where my legs are cold. I feel cold in my legs and my body shivers.
Come.
Right?
Hold my hands. Hold my hands with both of your hands. In the name of Jesus, I bring you life. You see, we represent a kingdom that is truly superior. And we bring you the realities of that kingdom. I speak to you, the grace, something is leaving you. In the name of Jesus, go and excel by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Yes. What happened? He was healed. Well, let him speak. He can speak. Hi, how are you?
My name is Akani.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
From in the morning I went to school, my tummy was sore, so I couldn't even eat in the morning. So once my last night my mom prayed for me, then my tummy was feeling better.
Completely. Place your hand on your tummy. Place one hand on your tummy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this, our adorable angel. We declare you are perfected now by the power of the Holy Spirit. You're the mom?
No. I don't even know him.
You don't even know him? Mom? Where is she? Come. Come and receive something that will change your life.
I listen to your teachings. I sleep with your teachings. And ever since then, my prayer life has been revived. My left ear has been opened because there was a spirit that blew on my ear. And now I keep on having the sensations. Thank you so much, sir, for your obedience.
God bless you. In the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost on you. You will never be the same. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. And for this lovely lady, you don't know the boy and yet you brought him favor. Receive that grace now. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, please. Quickly, quickly.
Apostle, I felt my case is very minute, but I have to give God the praise and honor for
it. Okay.
I've been having an ENT problem.
ENT, okay.
Yeah.
How long?
It's been for 5 to 6 years.
Okay.
And I keep on coughing and spitting a hard piece of mucus.
Okay.
But when the mucus forms, I have to keep on clearing my throat like every time. Mm-hmm. And that has been affecting my self-confidence. And
what happened to you now?
I can feel that it's clear. I don't have to clear my throat.
Place your hand there. You've never seen a miracle in your life? Watch one now. Hold my hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Ghost, right now. Over now. Celebrate Jesus. Go ahead.
Amen. It's been long, but I've had pain and
A pain by your side?
By my side.
Okay.
At the start of this conference on Wednesday, Thursday morning, I had discharged, but I didn't know what's going on. And today...
Please begin to play the keyboard for me. I just saw a vision and I saw the power of God already touching people. You don't have to bring them out now. And that impartation is going to start. I'm about to pray, but we're almost rounding up. I just saw... You don't have to bring them out. I saw the Spirit of the Lord just like a wind. From the left to the right, row by row, just touching people. You are not all receiving the same thing. God is just visiting you according to your needs. So it's going to start now,
right from the front to the back while we're taking the testimony. So don't be surprised when you find out that the power of the Holy Ghost now begins to come upon you strong. Go ahead.
I was having a side pain problem.
Yes, and now what happened to you?
And by the starting of this conference on Thursday morning, I get a discharge that I didn't know what's going on. I just said that maybe it's just nothing. I started to have more pains, more and more pains. But when you're praying and say, touch whatever you're feeling, I feel nothing to me.
Completely. Nothing. Come, bless the name of the Lord. It never returns to you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, please.
My name is Bonita Makova. I suffered from severe inflammation.
Is the mic light loud enough?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I suffered from severe inflammation for the past 2 years.
Okay.
Which has caused the joint pains.
Joint pains and all of that.
My chest, my thyroid, mm-hmm. and the itchiness.
What happened now?
As we're praying, my body started to
look,
shake.
The power of the Holy Ghost is on her. Look at me. Look at me. I bring you life now. Now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Be set free. Be healed. Forever. Forever. You know, the Bible says, now the Lord is that Spirit. He says, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Go ahead.
My name is Jimmy Nakani. I had severe pipes. As you were praying, I went out to the ladies. They disappeared.
Completely. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. Now. Out of her life forever.
My name is Nogile. I've been diagnosed with diabetes.
Diabetes. Okay.
I also have bone problems, joint problems. And also the issue of the throat.
Oh, I see. What happened to you now?
Now, as you were saying, we must our bodies where it's painful. Mm. I feel the
like a relief.
My chest was relieved.
Okay.
And also, I was also diagnosed with depression.
Depression.
So I had to leave work.
It shows.
I've not been working for 2 years.
Just place your hand on your chest. You believe in Jesus? Hold my hands. Just leave the mic. Hold my hands.
I'm watching your services. I'm watching all of them. I've downloaded all of them. I pray through my God.
Out! Now! Out of her! Depression is a spirit. It's not just a phenomenon. It's a spirit. Madam, be free now. It takes more than counseling. It's a spirit. There's one other person that this same spirit is living now. I just saw it in a vision. Right, the power of God is coming on that person now. As I'm talking right now, I just saw light. That it's a spirit of depression. Where is that person? Right now, I'm praying. The power of God is coming on that person supernaturally. Out now. Go ahead. Let's finish up.
My name is Peter Lesapo. My testimonies of the miracle just took place right now at home. When you entered, I told my mom she was having a problem of diarrhea for many days and she could not eat and food remained. But
yes.
When you entered, I told you here. So now after, then I just phoned her. Now I said, how do you feel? She said, I have eaten and nothing has ever happened again.
Hallelujah. Come. Hold my hands. I pray for you and I pray for her. Perfection. In the name of Jesus. Yes, please. Who's the next person? Very quickly. We have to wrap up. Yeah.
Thank you, Apostle.
My pleasure.
To meet you. I've encountered you last year. So, at night. So, today when you said we must hold places of issues.
Yes.
I touched my sinuses and immediately.
Sinuses. Yeah.
As we started to pray, they began to pray.
Yes.
And now I am breathing from both of them.
Wow.
I'd like you to take the opportunity to really thank you for what you've done in my life since meeting you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Come. I pray for you. Hold my hands. In the name of Jesus, may the life of God and the power of God perfect you and may you go from glory to glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes.
Hallelujah. She couldn't speak for herself. She's my wife, so I just want to shame the devil.
Okay.
When we came here, she couldn't see from far distance. You could only see when something is closed. She couldn't read from the projection.
My God.
But now she could see.
Clearly, she can see now.
She can read. She was reading.
She can read everything.
Yes.
Oh, she's, oh, the power of God. Yes, the anointing. And it's coming on you too, you know. Right now, you are a husband. It's coming on you too. Step into that grace. It's not only your wife. Receive that grace. Speed to your life. Speed to your destiny. In the name of Jesus, this family will never be the same. Never be the same from today. Yes, go ahead.
Greetings, my name.
Go ahead.
Greetings, my name is Siwela. I just want to take 1 second to thank God for the opportunity of having you here.
Amen. Don't cry, darling. Don't cry.
I've had 6 operations.
6 surgeries. What for?
For endometriosis. In the last surgery, my gynae told me that I have to freeze my eggs. Because my ovarian
comes. He said you have to freeze your eggs.
And I said, I can't. Since I was 12, I've had endometriosis, and they've been telling me that I must have a child. And I said, I cannot transgress the word of God and have a child. I have to pray. I now have a look inside of me, but I don't have pain.
Any pain right now? No pain. Come. You believe in miracles? I'm praying for you in the open, in the presence of everybody, so that when the miracle that happens to you, your gynae will marvel and wonder. If they ask you, bring them to church. Now, place one hand on your tummy and hold my hands. Father, for your glory, a correction now! Now! It's over forever. Yes, go ahead.
First, I would like to say I love you, Apostle.
I love you too. I love you so much. God bless you.
I had a problem on my neck that I started yesterday. So it was, when we were praying, it became okay, but it wasn't affected. So I knew that if I come here and Apostle will touch me, not only will I be
lay your hand there. What do you do?
I'm working for Eskom to produce electricity.
You are going to have a business of your own. It will start in the month of June. I release that grace upon you right now. You will become a multi-millionaire. I'm releasing that grace upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. And then be perfected right now. But that grace for entrepreneurship, I release it upon you. You will start your business. You will marvel and wonder at what the anointing will do upon your business. Amen. Go ahead.
Apostle, I always wanted to come to Nigeria for you.
Amen.
But God brought you to South Africa.
Hallelujah.
I thank the Lord for using Apostle Oko.
Yes. Amen. Thank you.
I've had 2 major operations for fibroids.
For fibroids?
Yes. Last month, I was told again that it's back again. I don't want another operation. I want to have.
You want to be healed?
I want.
You want a baby?
Yes.
Oh, you don't have a baby?
No.
Oh, no, then that's...
Always...
No. We'll settle that right now. Now. Yeah. Oh, dear. You have to sing that song. Go ahead. I want you to hear this song while you are sleeping. I want the whole of South Africa to hear and sing this song. There's an anointing on this song for South Africa, believe me. Fibroid operated twice, is regrown again, and she's trusting God for a child. Son of man, he said, can these bones live again? My dear, look at me.
We represent a government that is truly superior. And these are not cunningly devised fables. Lay your own hand on your stomach now. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I command fibroid, you die and leave this body now. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, be gone now and be gone forever. And I speak to you according to the time of life. Return with your child and your children. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare that this fibroid will disappear. It will pass out of your body. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are free now and you are free forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Receive your miracle. God bless you. Your mom, okay?
My mom had leg abscess, but now she's not here. But my request is that her leg, okay, that healed, but now...
What's wrong with her?
She's got leg abscess.
Oh, I see.
But now they've healed. The problem is that because her leg, she hasn't been walking for quite a while.
Okay.
Her leg needs to be straightened out. I've asked her to come with me. And she
no problem. You come. You can stand in faith for her. You believe that? Hold my hands. Excel 2020. Be healed. I bring you life. Be healed. Please all stand around, you know. Hallelujah. Listen, what is upon us is what controls what is around us. You have tabernacled for days. Many of you have traveled from far. You have made sacrifices. It's time to receive. Just sing that song softly for me one more time. I want to pray and release something upon your life. The other part of the song. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, I declare right now the grace that makes things work. My God, I'm seeing fire all over. The grace is called the grace for performance. At the count of three, from my left to my right, the front to the back, blessed is she that believes, the Bible says, for unto her there shall be a performance. Take that grace. 1, 2, 3. Take that grace now. Take that grace now. Accomplish, help, first lady. Take that grace. Things you couldn't do, I release that grace. House of Treasures, South Africa, I impart that grace.
Hallelujah.
I impart that grace. I impart that grace.
Hallelujah.
I impart that grace.
Hallelujah.
I impart that grace.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen to me. There is a grace for influence. Because thou hast loved righteousness and hated wickedness. The Bible says, therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed you with the oil of gladness that sets you above your fellows. I pray for someone here. In the name of Jesus, the grace that distinguishes you from the crowd, Makatos Kalibarata, take that grace now. Take
Take that grace now. Take that anointing now. Help them, please. Help them, please. Take that anointing. Be distinguished. I place grace upon you. A mark of excellence. A mark of excellence. Be distinguished. He said there is a spirit in man, Elihu, and the breath of the Almighty. I want to release the spirit of revelation on someone. Access, illumination to the depth of scripture at the count of three. In no small way, let it rest. Matasiata, reketekete. 1, 2, 3. Step into that grace. Illumination, revelation, light. Step into that dimension. I open up scripture. I open up scripture in the name of Jesus. Here, lift your hands. It's time for your business to step into a dimension. Please believe me. The Bible says, believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. He said, believe his prophets. You are in business, lift your hands. I don't care what is happening or not happening. Believe. I want to release grace upon your business. In the name of Jesus, I open the two lift gates of South Africa, Johannesburg, over your business. Step into a realm of strange exploits. Step into a realm of strange exploits. I bless your products and your services. I give them wings. They go beyond the borders of this city. They go beyond the borders of this city. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please place your hand down. I want to pray for you. Listen. The Bible says, we're wrapping up. It says Hagar was crying because she was in a desert land and there was no water. And then the young lad Ishmael was also crying. And then the Bible says the Lord heard the voice of the young lad. And the moment he spoke with Hagar, she looked and saw an oasis of water. That means until God opens your eyes, the answer is there, but you may not see it. I pray for you. Wherever your answer is hiding, in the name of Jesus, Excel 2020, I open your eyes to see. I open your eyes to see where your solutions are. I hope, help them please. I open your eyes to see in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Excellence is a spirit. It's not just a culture. There is the spirit of excellence. It says, oh Lord, my God, how excellent is your name. Your name is not just great, it excels. Excellence is like the rising of the sun. You never have a better yesterday when that spirit is upon you. I pray for you. Your apostle is an excellent man. And I stand in agreement with the grace that is upon his life. House of Treasures, South Africa, take the grace for excellence. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. And finally, let me call your destiny helpers into your life. Listen, no destiny helper comes on their own. They are called by prophecy. These are the ordinances of the kingdom.
That's right, that's right.
They can pass you every day and yet not attend to you. Was it not the bones were all there in the valley, but they could not come together? But they were there. Just because you could not see them, and if those bones are your client, you may remain
Hallelujah.
There. It took prophecy, and bones began to be joined to bones. Just because you don't see it does not mean it's not around. I prophesy to the north of South Africa, to the south of South Africa, the east of South Africa, the west of South Africa, everybody who must show up in your destiny, your business, your church, to hold your hands and lift you, I command their ministry over your life. In the name of Jesus, receive the ministry of destiny helpers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hear me. Destiny helpers are men ordained, anointed, and commissioned to lift your hands. They will lift you with no strings attached. One more time, I call them into your hands. Call them into your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. For everyone who attended this Excel conference, in the name of Jesus, by this time next year, return 10 times better. Spiritually, 10 times better. Financially, 10 times better. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We're wrapping up. Give me 5 minutes and we're done. Two things we're going to do here. I've been given the permission to receive an offering, the normal offering, your normal offering. Okay, so package it quickly. I just want to pray and bless it. And then I want to make an altar call very quickly. Listen, this, we're wrapping up. The Bible says, ye must be born again. It was not a suggestion. Good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? The apostles, they came and they said, they were caught to the heart, the people said on the day of Pentecost. And he said, men and brethren, what shall we do? And say, repent for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive this promise. For the promise is unto you and to your children and children's children, as many as are far off, even to those that the Lord will call. You are seated here, you are following online, and you are saying, Apostle, before you leave South Africa, it will be my joy to completely receive the life of God, to end my life and begin His life in me. And you are here, you are saying, I've given my life to Christ, but for some reason things just went haywire, and I really, truly want to make it right with God. We have just 1 minute. Wherever you are, leave your seat and run like there's fire on the mountain. Come stand in front here. I want to pray for you. I'm only going to count three or four and then you come. Don't wait for someone to be the first. One, let's celebrate them as they come. South Africa, let's honor salvation. Run. Don't be ashamed. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Apostle, I want to come, but I'm ashamed and afraid of my friends. Leave them and come quickly. I think I'm born again, but I'm not sure. Join them. There's no such thing as not being sure. There's something called the assurance of salvation. Join them. Join them. Thank you, Mama. Thank you, all of you who are coming. Some of you are crying. Don't be ashamed of your tears. This is why He put forth this meeting. Listen, let me tell you. No matter, you see, the house of God is like a hospital. Yes. You come as you are, but you don't stay as you are. You come as you are, and then you are changed. Hallelujah. I salute every one of you for coming. I love you from the depth of my heart. Thank you. Thank you for making that sacrifice. Now, please lift your right hand and say this after me. Say it passionately. Say it truthfully. You are not reciting a poem. Jesus is here. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you that you are the Son of God. Today, I receive your life. I receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and I declare that I reign in life,
the power of sin, the power of Satan, the power of the flesh is broken over my life. From today, I move forward ever and backward never. Father, we thank you for these ones you have drawn to yourself. I declare by the authority of Scripture that your sins are forgiven. And I declare in the name of Jesus that a new page is open for you. You go forward ever and backward never. I introduce you to the ministry of the Holy Spirit right now. I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit that He will guide you. He will hold your hands and turn you into signs and wonders. You are blessed. You remain blessed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Okay, how do someone direct me? Okay, all of you please in concert this way. Just follow the precious lady waving her hands and she would lead you. There will be a group of people to just meet with you briefly. Let's celebrate them as they go. All of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please rise with your offering. I want to pray and bless your offering. Hallelujah. Please help me with that. Okay. Thank you. Hallelujah. It is good to give in the house of God. And it is not a ritual, it is with revelation. The Bible says, he that soweth sparingly, he shall reap sparingly. It says, everyone, even as he has purposed in his heart, so let him give, cheerfully and not grudgingly. For God loves a cheerful giver. Then the next verse says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, so that ye having all sufficiency in all things, he says that you are bound to all good works. Lift your seed. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bring this because we love you. We bring this as proof that we honor you. We bring this because it's our joy to see to it that your house is built and your purpose is established. I speak over every seed that is lifted here and that which is coming electronically across the earth. I bless it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I give your seed a voice in the realm of the Spirit. I command it to gather its kind and return to you a thousandfold. I declare from today and forever you are blessed, you remain blessed. In the name of Jesus, as you drop this seed, pick up the next level of your finances. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Let me say this before I sit. You can go ahead and receive it. South Africa, thank you so much. I've been here a few days. Hold on. I want you to know that I love you. Thank you for what you do in my life and the ministry. And you can always get our teachings, koinoniadownloads.org. They are all free. You can get them and just build your spirit with them. And I want you to know that I enjoyed my time here. I love South Africa. I love you from the depth of my heart. Hallelujah. And for Apostle Oko and the First Lady, I love you with all my heart. I truly celebrate you. I cherish you. May God bless you, South Africa. Thank you.
If you have two hands, jam them together for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, nobody could have done this except God. For God to allow him to come here in for such a time as this. So to God be the glory. How many of you will say that to me? To God be the glory. Father, we honor you. We thank you, Father, for raising your servant for such a time as this. And thank you, Father, for bringing him across the ocean to us, O God. We honor you, Father. We give you the glory and the praise. And thank you, Lord, God Almighty, for everyone who has come from far and near for safety. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.